Bottom of the hour, time to pop on over to Jeff Lewis with the latest WRKL news and weather.
Thank you, Scott. 77 degrees. It's mostly cloudy at 5:30. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Lewis, RKL News. Our forecast for this afternoon, partly sunny with a 50% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm toward sunset. The high is 75 to 80 degrees. The complete weather forecast is on the way. Two local brothers have been appointed as presidents of their local Rotary clubs. New City chiropractor Dr. Joseph DeNoia says this is the first time that two brothers have ever been appointed to the positions in different local Rotary clubs at the same time. DeNoia was appointed president of the New City Rotary Club on Saturday, while his brother Larry took the helm of the Peekskill Club the same day. DeNoia believes this is a first for the state, the nation, and possibly for Rotary clubs around the world.
Oh, really just fantastic, both on a individual and on a family, but also in terms of the family of Rotary. We may feel that this is a great honor for both of us.
DeNoia says it was a complete coincidence that he and his brother should both be named to the one-year posts, which begin next month. DeNoia says they both would like to help the needy in their respective communities, and their new jobs will be able to help them do just that. A local B'nai B'rith chapter honored two Rockland student athletes for their accomplishments on and off the playing field. Irvin Siegel, Unit 5450 President William Pam, says the youth awards are named after Richard Murray of the High Tor Unit.
He was an extremely active man, and he was very interested in youth and in athletics and in scholarships.
The awards went to Clarkstown North track star Jason Friedman and Nanuet track star Sherry Feinstein. Fellenstein, that is. A 40-year-old Tompkins Cove resident claims that he will change politics as usual in Stony Point. Douglas Schmidt, a 17-year employee of Orange and Rockland Utilities, says he will run as an independent candidate for a seat on the town board. Schmidt criticizes the town's current policies toward development.
My feelings are the people that own their land ought to, within limits, be allowed to do with it what they've intended to do, but that there should be more control from the town at the very onset when preliminary planning is being made for roads and sewers and things like that.
Schmidt proposes building a new community center that would include an ice skating rink. He stresses he would listen to the average property owner. Schmidt is a professional engineer and vice president of the Board of Trustees of the Tompkins Cove Library. A top Democratic senator is predicting that his party has the power to get President Clinton's deficit reduction bill through the Senate. Appearing on CBS Face the Nation, Daniel Patrick Moynihan said, "We have the majority we need, and we will produce it." But Senate Republican leader Bob Dole said on the same show that the GOP is preparing two substitute proposals, one stripping all tax increases and boosting spending cuts, and another with some new taxes as well as less spending. Dole said the new taxes would be acceptable if the package also includes a spending freeze for 3 or 4 years and a cap on so-called entitlement programs such as Medicare. Back with weather after this.